It is scarcely possible to describe two females of the same class in life who would be less alike personally than Elizabeth Temple and the sister of the author who met with the deplorable fate mentioned. In a word, they are as unlike in this respect as in history, character, and fortunes. Circumstances rendered this sister singularly dear to the author. After a lapse of half a century, he is writing this paragraph with a pain which would induce him to cancel it, were it not still more painful to have it believed that one whom he regarded with a reverence that surpassed the love of a brother was converted by him into the heroine of a work of fiction. From circumstances which, after this introduction, will be obvious to all, the author has had more pleasure in writing The Pioneers than the book will probably ever give any of its readers. He is quite aware of its numerous faults, some of which he has endeavored to repair in this edition. But as he has in intention at least done his full share of amusing the world, he trusts to its good nature for overlooking this attempt to please himself. End of introduction. Chapter 1 of The Pioneers, or The Sources of the Susquehanna, a Descriptive Tale by James Fenimore Cooper. Quote, "See, winter comes to rule the varied years, sullen and sad, with all his rising train, vapors and clouds and storms," unquote, by Thompson. Near the center of the state of New York lies an extensive district of country whose surface is a succession of hills and dales, or, to speak with greater deference to geographical definitions, of mountains and valleys. It is among these hills that the Delaware takes its rise, and flowing from the limpid lakes and thousand springs of this region, the numerous sources of the Susquehanna meander through the valleys until, uniting their streams, they form one of the proudest rivers of the United States.